NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now to talk about the political ramifications of this latest development in the Gingrich case. And Brian, as we just heard from Peter Overby, Representative Linder of Georgia, and a Gingrich lieutenant, is being very much the loyalist and speaking up for the speaker. Is that typical of House Republicans? Are they all out there in front with Newt Gingrich today?
No, pretty much Linder seems to be out on his own. This is a new role Linder has sort of adopted as Gingrich's closest and most outspoken and reliable defender in the House. But what you're hearing from other Republicans, particularly those who have been critical of the speaker in the past, is a renewed call that he come out and straighten out exactly what's going on with he and the Ethics Committee. Lots of Republicans are just kind of going around today scratching their heads. Mr. Barron is well respected among Washington Republicans, and so Gingrich's apparent attempt to shift the blame to him for misleading the ethics panel, if that's in fact what he's doing, has lots of Republicans wondering what's going on.
He is a man, though, well known to other House Republicans from his past service to the party.
Exactly.
On January 7th, the House is supposed to elect its speaker. And is it considered at all possible that Newt Gingrich wouldn't get elected because of what's happened?
I don't think so. I don't think there will be many short-term ramifications unless there's another dramatic development between now and then. I think what you're seeing, though, is the dissidents that have been emerging in the Republican Party reiterating their positions today. Chris Shays from Connecticut, who previously said that he wasn't going to vote for the speaker until the Ethics Committee report on the speaker is released, once again reiterated that statement today. Peter King, another Republican from New York, who said the speaker should temporarily step aside earlier on, once again is saying that the speaker should clarify just what's going on between now and January 7th.
And the Democrats, we heard from David Bonnier in Peter's report. Other Democratic reaction to all this?
Well, Bonnier was right out of the box. I haven't heard from others, but I think generally what's going on here is Democrats are taking every opportunity and have been for a while to attack Gingrich. And as long as this investigation is prolonged, which it will now be with a new lawyer for the speaker having to get up to speed on what's going on, what's going to happen is I think all of those nice words you heard of conciliation and bipartisanship after the November election, all of that is going to, I think, evaporate come January, because as long as the Republicans are investigating the Clinton White House and its fundraising, you're going to see the Democrats attacking the speaker for his perceived ethical problems.
Now, there's one line of political reasoning here that one thing the Democrats wouldn't want would be to see Newt Gingrich cease being Speaker of the House, since he has been their best argument politically for the past year.
Yeah, it goes back to the last election where the one Republican every Democrat wanted in his district was Newt Gingrich because it was a perfect opportunity to campaign against him because he's so unpopular with the American public. And I think he's a great foil for them, and he's the perfect counter. He's the perfect ammunition to counterattack the Republican charges against the president.
Brian, thank you. NPR's Brian Naylor.